It's Friday, May 20th, 2011, Oroville News, offering announcements, interviews, a bit of music, and a look at the weather. Clear skies today, a high of 35 degrees Celsius, southeasterly winds 26 to 30 kilometers per hour, and tonight the temperature will drop to 29, with winds shifting to southwesterly 26 to 32 kilometers per hour. Following is Michelle, who is a potter. So I'm in the Oroville community of Donna with Michelle, who is one of the first potters, I believe. Are you one of the first potters, or?
We probably got started this place before me, actually.
And what year was that?
Hmm?
What year was that?
79. No, sorry. Yeah, 79, 80.
And were you a potter in France?
No. I just discovered by chance, because of a friend who actually wanted to make a pottery workshop without having done any pottery before. He didn't know anything, but he had this dream to build a workshop for pottery in Oroville. And one day, he told me, in Golden Bridge, it's possible to learn something. They are ready to take two students. Do you want to come with me? Since I've always wanted to learn something, how do you say, handwork. You said that?
Mm.
I said, okay, I can try. And there was very little happening, if you remember, in these years, no? So I was very happy to learn something. Mm-hmm. And the funny part is that actually he gave up after a very short time, actually, I think 2-3 months, he went back to Canada.
And so now, I mean, after all these years, you really are producing a lot of pottery. It goes all over India, all over the world, or what?
Anyway, I like the I like the production. It's you know, when I started pottery, I was alone, so I could have been called a studio potter in modern terms. I mean, of course, you have one worker to do all the heavy job, no, like cutting wood, helping you in the firings. But basically, I was alone and I was enjoying that, you know, being free in my production, doing this, then the next day that, and I did that for almost 10 years before moving to Dana. And I must say, after 10 years of that, I was fed up of that thing. I wanted a bigger size to my work. But when I have something in mind, I would like to realize I have a kind of tension between that production work and the little time I can spare for that. It's not ideal.
So the creative part is a balance with the production.
Well, I have always wanted that, no? I think anybody, no, doing some work, you always try. You have all these different elements that are important to you. Like I said, production, which is quantity, touching more people than if you make, you know, 10 pots a month.
Mm-hmm.
The working team also with worker, it helps you a lot, you know. If I had not a team of workers who call me every morning, maybe it would be someday difficult to come, or I would not come, or so it's kind of helping you in a way to keep the the rhythm. So this production, creativity, all these things you try to balance, and this you never achieve, actually. It's always a kind of tendency, but also you don't control all these things. It's life also. There are other elements coming in all the time. And sometimes you have time to create and you are totally empty. It happens, huh? Quite often, actually. I have no idea or nothing which beginning that work. I was sitting on the wheel every day. That was the only thing I wanted to work on, no? Even firings, glazing, decor. I was not interested. Only shapes, looking how to make nice shapes, etc. And it helped me a lot. I'm very grateful, very, very grateful to have found that. Very grateful to Ray also, because actually Ray and Deborah, they have offered all this knowledge free at that time. It was totally free, and they have been so generous always, and thank you.
Recent concerns regarding the process by which the community chooses its council and working committee require the community to now make a choice of either proceeding with the current selection process, choosing a new council and a new working committee by June 22nd, or as soon as possible after that, or requesting the council and working committee members to continue working for another 6 months, during which time the selection process can be properly examined, and then choose a new council using the new system decided during that time. All residents are wholeheartedly invited to express their choice by Sunday, 22nd of May, for the selection of the new Oroville Council and Working Committee teams. For modalities and detailed information, see www.oroville.org.in/article27174 or send your choice by email to Resident Assembly Service at oroville.org.in. That's RASERVICE. In each one's life, a moment comes when he has to choose between the path and the muddle. One cannot put one foot here and one foot there. If you try to, you will be torn to pieces. To hold back and make no choice is in itself a choice. And a heart that does not choose is a heart that will die, said by the mother. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphoneinstitute.org for questions and comments. Thanks for listening.